The city is seeking interested registered voters to participate in a newly created Blue Ribbon Commission on Park City Mayor and City Council compensation. The term is limited and will run from mid-November through the end of December. According to Assistant City Manager Matt Dias, the question of compensation has arisen several times, along with a discussion about how to foster continued diversity among elected officials.
There are some concerns about deterrence to people seeking public office, particularly in our community. We have a lot of two-income households. A lot of our residents are in their child-rearing years, and those incomes are obviously really important. And I think the mayor has been sort of outspoken on wanting to make sure that people are able to participate in the public process.
As Dias says, Park City Mayor Dana Williams, retiring after three terms in office, has pushed for the community to examine what is justified compensation for what he has always called part-time pay for a full-time job. Dias says he doesn't think the city is looking to change the mayor's position into a full-time position like many cities have.
I don't believe that's the case. I think it's more to look at, is there something to this notion that there's, maybe a deterrent in our community from participating in the public process because of the salary or their compensation, and someone would have to leave or forego wages at their current job to participate in night meetings two, sometimes three nights a week from, let's say 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon all the way up until 9 o'clock at night. And I just think, the mayor, rightly so, probably sees that with an outgoing mayor, this is an opportunity to do that. Obviously, it would look a lot different if the mayor was running for re-election. People would perceive that as maybe something else, but I just think it's a recalibration, and the turnover creates this opportunity.
He says the commission will be made up of 5 citizens that will be recommended to city council by citizens.
It's actually going to be a 2-stage process. The first stage is going to be where the applicants are selected, so in the next week or two, folks can go online, they can apply. Those applications will be vetted and reviewed. Candidates will be recommended to the city council. And then with those names, we would kick off the Blue Ribbon Commission, and that commission will be chaired by Rex Facer, who's an associate professor of public finance and management at BYU.
The idea, Dias says, is to have the process as removed as possible from the mayor and city council.
So the idea is to really have it vetted by residents, run by residents. Let's have the community create this dialogue. Staff will support this effort, but it's really, we're really trying to stay out of it.
That's Assistant City Manager Matt Dias. If you're interested in serving on the Blue Ribbon Commission, you can go online to parkcity.org to fill out an application or call Dias for more information at 615-5180. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.